Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates, like Captain Henry Morgan, were also referred to as buccaneers. They became legendary as stories about their ruthlessness and their skills at pirating spread throughout the Caribbean and the southern coast of North America. The most notorious pirate of them all was Edward Teach, better known as Blackbeard. He was tall and muscular, with a long beard braided with bright ribbons that hung down to his chest. He was a fearful sight. When he went into battle, he would put slow-burning fuses in his hair, creating a smoky haze that surrounded his head. If his opponents put up a fight, he would teach them a lesson. In one case, he cut off the nose of a Portuguese sailor. In another, he killed one of his own crew members just to remind people of how evil he was. It was acts like these that spread his reputation far and wide and made piracy easy for him. Piracy was taking its toll on the economy of the major trading countries. Doing business in the Caribbean and the Carolina coast was becoming very expensive. The governor of Virginia, Alexander Spotswood, put up a reward of £100, approximately US$160, for the capture of Blackbeard. This amount was roughly 10 years' wages for a sailor at the time. A British naval officer named Maynard took up the challenge with a crew of 60 and found Blackbeard hiding in a North Carolina inlet. The next day, Maynard attacked Blackbeard and on the second attack, found himself face to face with the fearsome pirate. Maynard shot him, but Blackbeard did not fall. They then fought with swords, and just as Blackbeard was about to deliver a fatal blow, one of Maynard's crew shot and killed him. With Blackbeard's death came the end of piracy. However, the governor refused to give Maynard the reward of £100. Instead, he gave him only £3, or $5, and half of that to his crew. This paltry payment was hardly worth risking their lives.